9 innings, one shot at changing the game. We're not just hoping to bring Major League Baseball to Austin. We're fighting for it. And the rest of the league, the rest of the country, they're going to have to notice what's going on in Austin, Texas. Welcome, folks. This is On Deck Austin, a 9-inning series brought to you by the Austin Baseball Commission. We're building more than just a ballpark. We're building belief in our city, in our culture, in a club that could call this place home. This is our story and what it looks like before the first pitch. Whether you're listening live here in Austin, Texas, or you're tuning in around the country, grab your popcorn, find your seat, because whether you like it or not, it's time, folks. It's time for Austin to play ball.
Welcome, everybody, to On Deck Austin. This, again, is a podcast miniseries brought to you by the Austin Baseball Commission. This group, this mission, this movement is going to bring professional baseball, Major League Baseball, to the capital city of the Lone Star State. My name is Jacob Neidig. I'll be your host here on Deck Austin and lead you through a 9-inning series where we touch on the people behind this movement. We address the challenges facing this goal, and we monitor every step of the process. Austin is ready. Austin deserves this team. So let's go ahead and tell you a little bit about why. So before we jump into the logistics about Austin, it's important to go back in time to when this whole crazy journey began. Now, I first started working with the Austin Baseball Commission in February of 2025. I wasn't here from the beginning, but three innovative, smart, unique people were: Derek Fox, Matt Makowiak, and Dustin Byington. Each of these three men comes from a different background in their career, in their hometown and regional sports teams, and yet they all found their way to Austin and were united about what Austin could be 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. This one goal, bringing a professional baseball team to Austin, united these seemingly very different people. So in July of 2024, these three guys came together, decided that this idea would be crazy, but well worth the challenge. And the Austin Baseball Commission, or the ABC as we know it, was born. Now, this started as a grassroots initiative. And part of that reason why is because each of these three founders understood that Austin is Austin because of its people. Starting with Matt. Matt graduated from Westwood High School here in Austin. He is someone that has extensive backgrounds and experiences in local, state, and federal politics. He's the PR and government liaison. He's talking to people in and around the government, in and around the land and the infrastructure of Austin to make this happen. Derek Fox, on the other hand, born and raised in New York, but has been in Austin now for years, loves the city, and brings a background across industries of marketing mastery and creative content. You see, Derek is someone who knows what it takes to connect with people, who has a background in consulting and bringing a business from point A to point C. he skips over point B because that's the type of guy that he is. He gets things done. He jumps from step one on to step three because that is the type of worker that he is. And then lastly, Dustin, Southern California by birth, New York City by college choice. He played Division I football at Columbia, which for those of you who aren't keeping record, are in Ivy League. Eventually got his MBA from Michigan and has a background in finance and in the tech entrepreneurial space. He's taken an idea into a booming company multiple times over. He's going to be the guy that manages the finances, that brings the commission together under the business umbrella. And so together, these three different guys are united and they're pitching what may be the most ambitious idea Austin has seen yet. Now, whenever you think three guys with a crazy idea, let's bring a baseball team to Austin, it sounds just like what it is, a crazy idea. But they're not doing it alone. You see, local leaders are already in the corner of the Austin Baseball Commission. Former Mayor Kirk Watson, Williamson County Judge Bill Gravel. There is a coalition of leaders out in the public and even more behind the scenes that have the teeth to make this happen. Not to mention fundraising for this project has really gotten off to a fast start. This year, over $400,000 in seed funding has already been raised, and that round is scheduled to continue until the end of the year with the goal of a $2 million funding. That money is going towards hiring out a team, producing different reports on where a stadium might go, getting in touch and courting investors, and ensuring that the community is being engaged. A lot of that money has gone to throwing events in and around Austin. There's been events near the Domain in East Austin, in Southwest Austin. Local buzz is building. There's been articles in the Daily Texan, in various newspapers across Austin, newspaper in Houston, business journals. The momentum is building around this project. And yet, I want to pump the brakes because we are just getting started. This is just the first inning of this podcast, the first inning, really, of this story of Austin getting a Major League Baseball team. And there's still eight more innings after this. We'll be following every move. So with that all being said, let's go ahead and jump into some of the obvious questions surrounding a pro baseball team in Austin. Why Austin? Why now? How likely is that going to happen? For starters, the city's growth speaks for itself. We have a booming population, a huge tech economy, and a young, sports-hungry demographic. The University of Texas has proved for decades that the people around Central Texas love sports. Austin FC proved that this city can rally behind a professional team. Fans bought out the stadium, headlines were made, investors showed that they were willing to throw money into the team, and Austin greatly benefited it. The stadium is great. That whole area around the Domain has brought a ton of revenue to local businesses. And so the Austin Baseball Commission wants to continue growing that momentum that the Austin FC team brought here, just on an even bigger stage. Austin is one of the fastest growing U.S. cities. It is the biggest U.S. city without a football, basketball, or baseball team. And it's got some of the most passionate fans in the country. Now, that doesn't necessarily answer the question of why now. Why Austin? Sure, it's growing fast. There's a history of sports here, but just suddenly in 2025? No. It's precise. It is calculated. This whole movement hinges upon the timeline set by the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Now, Commissioner Manfred has said that when he leaves his current role, which will be in 2029, he wants to add two more teams to the league as his legacy project. So in 4 years, two more teams will be added, bringing the total to 32 teams. Now, that's right around the same number to the upper end of various sports leagues around the U.S., meaning if Austin doesn't secure a team now, there's a lot of uncertainty about when the next opportunity might be. This window is open, and it won't stay open forever. ABC knows they have to act now. Otherwise, someone else is going to be Austin to the plate. Now, there are a lot of other cities that are trying to do just that. Nashville and Salt Lake City, for example, are two cities that are directly in the mix, while two existing teams, the Rangers and the Astros, might also have opinions about whether Austin deserves a pro baseball team. So let's talk about each of those. But before we do that, let's just talk more broadly about ABC's strategy and vision. The Austin Baseball Commission was founded by Austinites for Austinites. This group understands that the community deserves to have their voice heard in what a professional baseball team looks like here in Austin. When it comes to stadium building, investor fundraising, and even figuring out the food that will be served at a baseball game, the Austin Baseball Commission wants Austin voices to be centered. Now, what does it mean to center Austin voices? Well, there really isn't a perfect way to do that, but I can tell you a prime example of what that might look like. Building a stadium anywhere in the Austin area is challenging. There's traffic, raising taxes, roads, and so many other factors to consider. The vision that the Austin Baseball Commission has laid out is a third downtown area, not just a baseball stadium. Think of a place where you can have concerts, community events. There's restaurants, movie theaters, and amenities all around. There's affordable housing, roads where people and cars can move in and out with as little traffic as possible. That is the end goal. Obviously, achieving that is going to be difficult, but in terms of trying to build that, much of the funding being raised from that seed round is going towards figuring out different locations for the city. Everyone has a thought on that, let me tell you right now. You talk about East Travis County, people hate it. Up north, maybe Cedar Park or Round Rock, other people hate it. How about down south in Kowloon Buttes? Well, you guessed it, people hate it. Point being, there is no perfect location for a stadium. There's no perfect stadium that can be built. But finding a stadium site that fits the city's growth plans, Major League Baseball's requirements, and provides a third space for Austinites to enjoy themselves, whether it's on a Monday night game in the summer, date night on a Friday, or bringing the kids out on Sunday afternoon. While balancing the stadium is challenging, a key component of that is actually fundraising the capital necessary to pay the expansion fee and build the stadium. We're not talking about thousands of dollars. We're not talking about millions of dollars. Folks, we're not even talking about tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. We're talking about billions. With a B, billions. Right now, loose estimates have the cost of the stadium and the expansion fee somewhere between $3 and $5 billion. As I previously harped on, the Austin Baseball Commission wants to put Austinites at the center of this process. Another way in which they're doing that is by limiting the search of who would be the owner and primary investor in this team. Now, if you're from Austin and you have a couple billion dollars laying around, please bring it directly to the Austin Baseball Commission and you can own this team tomorrow. But the reality is that's a ton of money and very few people have that, and even fewer people understand what it means to be in, from, and around Austin. The Austin Baseball Commission doesn't want to just take a couple billion dollars from a huge fund in Silicon Valley or a hedge fund manager in Manhattan, New York. Those people, those groups, they don't get Austin, Texas. They don't understand the history, traditions, and values of our city. And so in this hunt to find someone to put up the necessary capital to make this dream a reality, it's challenging to find someone who fits those criteria. Investor meetings happen, and if someone isn't wanting to align their goals and aspirations with those of the city, then it's not a great partnership for anybody involved. And so that's maybe another facet of this whole problem that continues to be a challenge. Who can supply that capital? How can Austinites continue to have their voices centered with that person? And what does it look like once that money is raised? Now, as I mentioned, momentum has been building. There's articles, there's been a lot of community events, there are tons of people signing up online to get involved. I myself have been working with the growth and marketing team. I'll be leading this 9-inning podcast series. But this movement, it starts from the bottom. Don't just listen to this episode and learn about this mission and this movement. Listen, learn, and share. Talk to that coworker that you know loves sports. Bring it up to that parent that has a child that goes to the same school as your own. Text your friend that you see on the weekends about this new movement that is trying to bring a professional baseball team to Austin. This doesn't work without the people of Austin. And this podcast is trying to give you a brief window into what's happening, shed some light on things happening behind the scenes. But I'm also making a request of each of you listening out there. Share this with someone. Bring this up in conversation to someone. Don't just let it die whenever it reaches your ears. So we've talked about a few of the challenges. We haven't necessarily talked about the potential challenge of the Astros and the Rangers. Now, historically, would the Rangers and Astros welcome a third Texas team? The answer is no. But the Austin baseball team, or commission, I should say, isn't shying away from that. That's just another hurdle that has to be climbed. And there's reason to believe that an additional team could promote more regional rivalries, which really benefits everybody. If we look around sports, regional rivalries drive fan engagement. They're more fun for the players. They generate more revenue for businesses. And they create long-lasting memories. Some of the best sports games occur because the teams are rivalries. Yankees, Red Sox, Michigan versus Ohio State, Texas versus Texas A&M. If we even go across the pond, Real Madrid versus Barcelona, right? Rivalries create long-lasting memories for fans, players, and ownership groups. So there's reason to believe that if Texas gets a third team, the possibilities for a three-way interregional rivalry could explode in a way that Major League Baseball hasn't ever seen before. In future episodes, we'll break down each of these hurdles more in depth. Who's investing, who's resisting, and how Austin can become the favorite. For now, you've gotten just a little taste of what it means for Austin to potentially get a professional baseball team. You've learned a little bit about the Austin Baseball Commission founders, about their intentionality in finding an investor and making sure that Austin is given a team in a way that really honors the people. And you've gotten some ideas of the challenges of building a stadium, finding an investor, doing this whole process in a way that's right for the city, and navigating the timeline that Major League Baseball has set with the political aspect of bringing a third team to the to compete with the Rangers and the Astros. For now, as I mentioned earlier, just listen, learn, and if you're up for it, share this with somebody. There's tension in the air, the stakes are high, and the game is moving fast, even though it's just begun. The Austin Baseball Commission is real, the dream is alive, and this, again, is only the first inning. Next time, we'll dive into why the city itself is the perfect location for an expansion team, and why this city, the capital of Texas, deserves to be in the big leagues. Until then, my name is Jacob Neidig. I've been your host here of On Deck Austin, the nine-inning podcast series detailing the journey of the Austin Baseball Commission. Keep your eyes on the field and on your social media. We'll be launching our next episode soon after this. So as always, folks, remember, just like in baseball, just like in life, and just like when it comes to finding an MLB expansion team, the game isn't over until the very last out.